This is GQDN for Wednesday, July 10th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. They're really, 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 really good. I could add some more reallys. And if you put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. Good stuff up there too. Lots of different stuff. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have The Verge talking to some quadriplegics. You know, people that can't move their arms or legs. We got some sales coming, of course. Always got sales. And we got maybe some Power World news. But today, we begin with Xbox. Because yesterday, PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that Xbox Game Pass now has a standard tier, and that'll be without the day one releases, and now those prices are the same. Now, when Game Pass did come out, they did have the day one games on the Game Pass, but if you want now the day one games, you have to have the ultimate tier, at which they have some price increases. The standard Game Pass will cost $15 a month. But when people did see this, SVG.com did say that people were angry about it. Now, the prices for this is Game Pass Core is $10 a month. The PC Game Pass, which includes EA Play, is $12 a month. And as I said before, Game Pass Standard is $15 a month, $14.99, and Game Pass Ultimate, which would include EA Play, cloud gaming, and access to day one titles, is $20 a month. And the Game Pass for console will be rolled into the Game Pass Standard. And the console players soon will be paying a little extra for the Ultimate subscription. But people were not happy about it. And that's mainly because of the acquisition of Activision Blizzard last year. So people went up on Twitter and talked about it. Esalen Sitter on Twitter did say, quote, "Never forget," and did post a link which did remind people of the Activision Blizzard merger with Xbox. And that's where Microsoft did say that the prices would not increase because of the merger. Daniel Ahmed on Twitter did say, quote, "One factor that influenced this move is that Game Pass is not seeing strong growth beyond the current Xbox console install base. Therefore, the goal for the current console gamers is to incentive an upgrade to the higher price ultimate tier with day one games, cloud gaming, etc. PC mobile gamers haven't purchased Game Pass at the rate of Microsoft expected, and this cohort is where users' growth needs to come from, which is why Game Pass PC will still have day one games." Keanu said, quote, "Bro, they have to stop making 15 or 50 different subs. It's getting too complicated." And Pats did say, quote, "First they close award-winning studios, now this. What's going on inside Microsoft?" But that's okay, because WCCF Tech did say that Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 will be coming to Game Pass this month. And the article did give us a reminder of what the cost of the Game Pass will be. But they also said that Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 did launch on November 10th, 2023. And they will be coming to Game Pass later this month. We will see an announcement probably later today. And if we do, we'll let you know what the date is. If not tomorrow, then on the weekly show. Now, sticking with Microsoft and now going to Apple, Engadget did say that both Microsoft and Apple is giving up their OpenAI board seats. So with Microsoft leaving the OpenAI board of directors, that may help them with the European Commission because they are looking at the terms of their partnership. That's the European Commission. So Microsoft did have an OpenAI letter and they were announcing that they were giving up the seat. And that will be effective immediately. That's why Microsoft did take on an observer, non-voting role with the OpenAI's board that did lead to the removal of the CEO, Sam Altman. Now, Apple was also supposed to get an observer seat of the board to follow their announcement that it will integrate ChatGPT into its devices. But that will not be the case. OpenAI will have a new approach and will have regular meetings with the key partners. That includes both Apple and Microsoft. So, we shall see how this affects games and technology. Now we get to pure Xbox, because apparently they like talking about PlayStation 5, because they said the Sea of Thieves will have a multi-platform on the PlayStation 5, but that should already have happened, because that was supposed to be in June. Sea of Thieves did first launch on Xbox back in 2018, and PlayStation 5 had that in June this year, but the cross-platform may happen later this year. We shall see when. But Tom Warren on Twitter did say that, quote, Sea of Thieves is still in the top 5 most downloaded PlayStation 5 games in the US, Canada, and Europe in June. Indeed they were. In US, Canada, North America, Sea of Thieves was 4th, behind NBA 2K24, Elden Ring, and Grand Theft Auto 5. But in the EU, it was 3rd, behind Elden Ring and Grand Theft Auto 5. So, that did happen. But we'll stick with PlayStation. It's like I said in the beginning, Pow World may be coming to PlayStation because one of the Pow World's developers did sign a Sony deal. This comes to us from Eurogamer, and what the Pow World founder made a new company called Pow World Entertainment, and that was designed to speed up its global development of the game and other expansions for the game. Now, Pow World Entertainment is now a joint venture with the developer Pocket Pair and Sony, and that is through the Sony Music Entertainment and the Aniplex brands. Now, there will be some Pow World merchandise through Aniplex Online, which if you want plushies, that may be coming. Now, Pow World launched on PC through Steam and on Xbox Game Pass near exclusively, and the Pow World fans thought that PlayStation could be in the cards for Pow World. And there was a tease last month by the game's community manager, which did appear, and they did hint on Sony platforms in the future. So, right now, this is only the news about the agreement. There is no plans right now to put Pow World on PlayStation. At least not yet. Not that we know of. But I would not be surprised if it did happen. Just my opinion. I'll be providing more of that probably Saturday. Now, we're going to go to BG247, and they said that Fallout, the London devs, did confirm that they have a mod that will downgrade your copy of Fallout 4 because its, quote, isn't stable enough, end quote. Now, last weekend, the team behind the Fallout London did release a statement, and they revealed that the mod is now undergoing QA testing by GOG.com, and the storefront will be the ones distributing it, and that's why they're waiting for, quote, the final green light, end quote. That came from the statement. Now, the project lead, Dean Prilladog Carter, did say that the mod had its own installer. So here's what he said. Quote, GOG have been amazing through all of this. To be honest, we've been the ones causing them the issue, which he was explaining on a post on the game's Discord. Further quote, what with us having things break due to the next-gen update and the needing for third parties to update, then waiting for them to be fixed, only for the fact that the 11th hour we've discovered that the next-gen version of Fallout 4, even after updates, isn't stable enough, and thus we are now going out on the old version. Hence, we need for a downgrader. So, if you got Fallout London, prepare for a downgrade. Okay, now we got to get to some sales here. So, PC Games N. Oh, you know we're talking about those guys. This is what could be coming. A new chip, and that's the AMD Ryzen. And there'll be 4 Zen 5 CPUs that were benchmarked, and they were showing some of the results through some leaks that came from Geekbench, and they were looking at the Ryzen 5 9600X, Ryzen 7 9700X, and the new Ryzen 9 9900X and 9950X. And there are four new CPUs based on the upcoming AMD Zen 5, because that's what they are. So the Ryzen 7 9700X will have 8 cores and a maximum boost clock of 5.5 GHz. The Ryzen 5 9600X has 6 cores and it'll boost the speed to 5.4 GHz. The Ryzen 9 will have 12 cores and the 9900X, 16 cores, will be in the 9950X. Now you can get the AMD Ryzen 7 7800X3D for about $400, if you so choose, right now. But if you're looking for a monitor, once again, PC Games N may have your back, because the Asus gaming monitor, a 165Hz, is at $120. That's a 26% discount. It's a 24-inch 1080p gaming monitor with an ELMB, and you'll get a VA screen with a pretty high refresh rate for $120. And that is on sale. Oh yes, it's Amazon, because next week is Amazon Prime Day. We'll get you ready on the weekly show. I know Gulvin too well. But we end today with TheVerge.com, and they were talking to the Quad Gods. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole article, but if you do have our Discord and your Patreon, you can go through it, because it is a film, it's a documentary, and they are talking to the disabled esports team. When I say disabled, what I'm saying is they use their mouths to move characters, and they are unified. In fact, I'll give you what Blake Hunt did say. Quote, "All of us have the experience of being a prisoner in your own body. Gaming is one place that you're allowed to escape, and then it becomes less about what you're physically able to do and more about what you're capable of. It is a big story." And you can see the Quad Gods on Max starting today. We are all one with gaming. So to all of you, this has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. That's why we do stack. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming. Go play some gaming.